In haste he sent Thoetes off to Ajax, telling him, "Run to Ajax, call him here, or call both, rather. That is best by far, since sure destruction is upon me here. The Lycian captains bring such weight to bear in battle as in the past. They are formidable. If our two on the wall there are hard-pressed, get Ajax Telamonius alone, and with him Teucrus, who knows bowmanship." When he had heard him out, the messenger darted along the wall manned by Achaeans to halt by those named Ajax. He said at once, "Ajax and Ajax, marshals of the Argives, the son of Peteus, reared under heaven, begs your presence for a time, at least, to share the danger, both of you, if possible. That would be best by far, as sure destruction comes upon him there. But you can see the Lycian captains bring such weight to bear in battle as in the past. They are formidable. But if the fight is hot here, too, then Ajax Telamonius alone can go, and the good bowman Teucrus with him." Tall Ajax, son of Telamon, complied, first saying swiftly to the son of Oileus, "Ajax, you and Lycomedes hold your ground here and keep shouting at Danaans to put their hearts into the fight. Meanwhile I will go lend a hand there in the battle, but I should soon be back when I have given our men support." So off he went, and Teucrus too, his brother, went along. Passing inside the wall, they found Menestheus's tower and those who manned it hard beset, as now the Lycian chiefs, like a thunder squall, loomed at the rampart. These two hurled themselves into the fight against the attacking line, and a great shout went up. Telamonian Ajax made the first kill, Sarpedon's brave companion Epicles, by heaving a jagged block, the topmost of a pile that lay inside against one of the battlements. Not easily could any mortal now alive hold it in both hands, even in his prime. But Ajax raised it high and hurled it down, shattering helmet, skull, and brains at one blow. Down the Lycian dropped headlong from the wall's height like a diver, as warm life ebbed from his bones. Then Teucrus shot Glaucus, powerful son of Hippolochus, with an arrow as he rushed the wall, a bow shot just where he saw his arm bared. Joy in battle left the young fighter. Off the wall he leaped, not to be seen and taunted by Achaeans. Glaucus's withdrawal made Sarpedon grieve the instant he perceived it. Still the battle gave him joy. He pierced Alcmaeon, son of Thestor, and drew the spear blade out as doubling forward after the spear the man fell hard, his brazen gear clanging. Then Sarpedon, grasping a battlement with massive hands, wrenched, and the parapet came toppling down, so men could mount by it to the stripped wall.